School of Grace, Lesson 2, How to Live. Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. The first lesson was what not to do, how not to live, and that we must deny ourselves. A most valuable lesson in the Christian life and in the school of grace. Without learning the lesson of denying self, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we will never be successful in this life. Moving on from that lesson, but never forgetting its importance and the principle that is drilled into our spiritual DNA, we go to, how shall we then live? We should live soberly, without intemperate passion, coolly, calmly, moderately, gravely, seriously. So then a man or woman in the school of grace should have a sober assessment first of themselves. They should not have a giddy or fondness for themselves so much that they give a pass for personal transgressions. Paul says this in Romans 12:3, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. But they should walk in sobriety, and should not need the entertainment of the world, but they should shun such entertainment and vices that lead to sin, clear and moderate headed, so as not to be taken with their passions or desires, not to be fickle or foolish, but sober minded. So many Christians today are not sober, but are drunk on entertainment. Christians should not drink liquor either and become intoxicated, nor should they be intoxicated with the affairs of this life. Grace teaches us that. It is temperance or control of the spirit. Live righteously is the next lesson. What a step above sobriety this is. Grace is always excelling, always giving us the best education ever. No other teacher teaches like Christ, full of grace and truth. This is a just dealing with our fellow man. Not only do we deal soberly with our own spirit, but we are right with others. We are honest and just in our dealings with our fellow man. Righteous dealings, honest in business and bill paying, honest with integrity. See then what the law could not do, grace did with an engraving on the heart. According to the rules of equity and justice is how we deal with others when we do right to our fellow man. Next, we are told we should live godly. We should live according to the word of God. In public and in private, we live according to the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. It's pious and holy in God's sight. We should have a desire to be like Christ. To be godly is to be Christ-like, which should be the desire of every Christian. That we should follow the will of God, what the Bible says, we should desire the will of God. And we should live godly inside and out, in our spiritual performances in our prayer closet, and our duty to our fellow man. All should be under the guise of godliness. So the Bible says we should do all these things in contrast to this present world. Your living soberly, righteously, and godly will be a direct opposite of the dark, fallen world we live in. It will be the opposite of the evil world that lieth in the hands of the wicked one. Grace makes us different. It is by nature the opposite of sin, the fallen man, and the fallen world. So then when we have our lessons of how we are to live, what we are to do, and what we are not to do in this present world, how much better would our world be if more Christians followed the first two lessons of grace? How simple the school of grace's lessons are that are written on our hearts.